Some of us were up early this morning. Let's see, who was up early this morning? Who was up at... What time were you up? What, sorry? 6 o'clock. But anyone up earlier than 6 o'clock? What time are you up? Oh, not half past two, but she went back to sleep. I don't think... That's the best thing to do at half past two, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Five? Okay. She's... Because of the baby. Four ten, very precise. Anyone earlier than 4:10? What time are you up? Two originally. I like that's it. Okay. And I expect too, some of you have opened some presents. Hands up who's opened some presents already today. Oh, not many. Okay, who's got a favourite present so far? I'm going to choose children, Dave. Okay, any child got a favourite present? Oh, yes. A Lego aeroplane. Okay, this is a fruitful side over here. What did you get? A Chinese Rubik's Cube. Oh, have you solved it? Have you solved it already?
No.
What did you get? A stress ball. Okay. 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 Cycling gloves. Very good. Has anyone got a present they want to come up and show us at the front? Who's bought it with them? Evelyn, what have you got? Well, just come up here. Don't need to... Oh. What have you got, Evelyn? Evelyn's got a little necklace she's very pleased with. Oh, it's a locket. Well done. Father Christmas scored there. Anyone else have anything really special? No? Oh, dear. Mum and Dad, what have you been doing? Oh, over there, yes? Oh, no, you just got your hand up in the air. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, well, can I? Yeah. Okay. Oh. Now you know what to put on your list for next year. Well done. Good. Right. So actually this morning in my short message, I'm going to be talking about sweets. Who likes sweets? Yeah? And I'm going to be talking about one type of sweet in particular, and that is the candy cane. The candy cane. Who likes candy canes? Oh. So when I hand candy canes out at the end, there's only going to be about 8 of you want one. Is that right? Okay. So who likes watching films at Christmas? Okay, who has seen Elf this year or ever? Because what does Buddy the Elf say are the four main food groups for elves? Candy, yes. Candy corns. Candy canes, candy corns and syrup. Yeah. Actually, I only found this out last night, that the first rule of being an elf is for every day to be like Christmas. Now, that's a great thing for us, isn't it? That every day we're thankful to God, we're praising God and saying, what an amazing God you are, you sent a saviour. So let's be elves today and be thankful and make every day like Christmas. So why am I talking about candy canes? I'll tell you. Because they're a familiar Christmas tradition, aren't they? Yeah, you might have seen them in the shops for decorations. You might have seen them on Christmas trees. And actually, people do actually eat them. There are only eight of us today who are going to eat one. But and I read that they were first invented, if you believe these sort of stories, in 1670 at 4:10 in the morning. In 1670, to give to choir boys who wouldn't sit still during the long sermons. They were invented to give to... You have to believe what's on the internet, don't you? If I find the story in three places, then I think that's probably true, even though they're probably linking each other. But actually, we can use the candy cane to illustrate a number of things about Christmas. It helps us to remember certain things about Christmas. Because Christmas is not really about giving and receiving presents, is it? No, Andrew, it's not. It's not about eating and drinking, is it? No, Andrew, it's not. And actually, it's not really about spending time with your family and friends. Although those are all three very good things to do. Because what it's all about, really, it's God, yes. It's about celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And this is how the Gospel of Luke describes it. That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem watching the sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very afraid. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have some very good news for you. News that will make everyone happy. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And the Messiah, the name Messiah means he is deliverer. He was the deliverer promised and prophesied in Scripture. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the one who saves. So we've just been hearing about some of the presents you got. My favourite was the stress ball, I think. But as good as all those presents are, and as good as all the ones you're going to open later today, the best Christmas present ever is God's gift to us of Jesus at that first Christmas. The gift of Jesus, he came to seek and to save the lost. He came to offer us eternal life. And God gave us that gift because of his great love for us. And God defines what love is, because the Bible tells us that when we were still his enemies, yet he sent his son to save us. He loved us so much. And God, you know, God isn't like Father Christmas. He doesn't have to check his list once or twice to see if we're naughty or we're nice, because actually he knows that none of us are good enough and in our own goodness to go and be in heaven with him. So he sent his son Jesus to be born in a stable, to live a good life, a perfect life. Jesus never did anything wrong, and he died on a cross to save us. So that's why, that's what, and that's why we're celebrating day today. So I'm going to tell you four things, it's a four-point sermon, four things about the candy cane that can help us remember the real reason of Christmas. Now, I wonder whether those of you at the back could actually see the little candy cane I hold up. So I've got a bigger one here. What I need is someone with a lot of puff. Robert, you've been volunteered. Yeah, you have to squeeze that. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I did think of bringing it blown up, but this is a lot more fun. Now, when it's done, it gets a big round of applause when he's done that. Yeah, he's getting there. Oh! Hey. So, can you all see this at the back? Yes, excellent. Right, this is my... So, you've probably heard a number of stories about, you know, the candy cane. There's that one about it was invented for fidgety choir boys. I don't know. And I don't know whether any of those stories that you can Google later are true at all. But, nevertheless, we can use the candy cane to help us to remember four things about Christmas. So first of all, yeah, that way around. What letter is that? A J. Sorry, that way. I even checked, yes. But you spotted it was a J, yes. Thank you so much. So, letter J reminds us of the name of Jesus. And in Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, the angel of the Lord tells Joseph in a dream that Mary will give birth to a son and you're to give him the name Jesus because he will save people from their sins. And that the name Jesus actually means God is salvation or he saves. So his very name is who and what he came to do. I'm on safer ground now. If you turn it up this way, it looks, what does it look a bit like? Yeah, it looks very much like a candy cane, thank you. That is encouraging. It looks like a shepherd's crook. It checks in the post, thank you. You don't even know what, that shouldn't even know what a check is, does she? It looks like a walking stick, yeah, but it also looks like a shepherd's crook. And the shepherd, George, may I borrow you a moment? The shepherd used to be able to get... sheep don't have hands. And if they're running away, and he's grabbed them like that. Oh, Stuart, you can have this afterwards. So in biblical times, a shepherd would use his crook to rescue his sheep, to save them, and let them to go in the right direction. And in Psalm 23, that lovely psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, it says. And so this shape reminds us that Jesus is our shepherd who keeps us from wandering away. He keeps us from getting hurt. And when we are obedient followers of Jesus, like good sheep following the shepherd, then he shows us the right ways and the right places to go. So, what have we seen so far? J is for?
Jesus.
Yeah, and this is a shepherd's crook. Yes, excellent. So, thirdly, my notes say the main colour is slightly bigger, is white. And in the Bible, white is the symbol of purity. So it reminds us, as I said just now, that Jesus lived a perfect life. He was without sin, and the Bible calls him the spotless Lamb of God. And it reminds us that he came because he was born to be that sacrifice on the cross for our sin, so that we can become white as snow, the Bible says. And although we haven't done things God's way, We haven't done things God's way. And our sins, again, as the Bible says, are as crimson and scarlet before God. But through the sacrifice of Jesus, we can be made white as snow. You know, Jesus had no sin other than ours. And we have no righteousness, that we have no right standing with God other than his. And finally, the Bible tells us that before Jesus was crucified, he was whipped, and which led blood red stripes on his back. And that's what the red reminds us of. And the Bible says that we are healed by those stripes. So these red stripes are a reminder of that Jesus suffered and he died that we might have eternal life. And in this context, when the Bible talks about healing, it's talking in the way of spiritual healing, because we've all We've all sinned, and that ultimately is a fatal disease for us, because if we're not healed of that particular disease, we will not have eternal life. In 1 Peter 2, it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree being the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his stripes you have been healed." So, to many people, the candy cane may be just a meaningless, sweet trinket, something to give to fidgety choir boys. But I hope that you'll, whenever you see one, and there's a lot around at this time of year, it will remind you, Jesus, our shepherd, lived a pure life. By his stripes, we are healed. And I found this little poem, which is, "Look at the candy cane, what do you see? Stripes that are red like the blood shed for me. White is for my Saviour, who's sinless and pure. J is for my Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around, and a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, was born for me." So just before, though, I hand out some candy canes to 8 of us. I just want to return to the idea of the best Christmas present ever. So God loves us. He wants us to be in heaven with him. And we know we don't deserve to go there based on our own goodness. And he gave us the gift of Jesus on that first Christmas. Jesus offers us forgiveness of our sins. He promises us eternal life. But like every present you're going to get today, if you want to get and have what's inside it, you have to receive the present, you have to open it and appropriate what's inside. So I have another little visual aid here. I have a present. Ooh, and believe you me, what inside is really good. So, hello. Never work with children and animals. So, this is Jesus' birthday, so I need to randomly select a child. Come on, it's Christmas! And so, has any child have a birthday this week? Dave, so you still don't qualify. Anyone, a child, have a birthday this week? Hands up. No, you don't. How about next week? Oh, goodness me. You're not a child. okay, how about any time in January? Okay. I think you may have to bring him up here, Stacey. No, you need to come, Stacey. This is a speaking part. So, would you like this present? Yes. And what do you have to do if you want the present? Take it. Very good. And then what do you have to do? Let's open it. Yes. Yay. Now, we need to see inside, so it could possibly be chocolate. It's about the best present you could get, really. I did wrap it up well. Oh! Yay! Thank you. Thank you very much. So like every present, if you want to receive it, you have to take it, you have to open it. And Jesus offers us forgiveness. He offers us eternal life. But if you want that, you have to receive that gift from him and you have to accept it and take it for yourself. So if anyone would like to talk to me about receiving that greatest gift ever this morning, please, please talk to me after this meeting. What better day than to receive that gift than on the day that Jesus, when we celebrate the day that Jesus was born? So I'm just going to pray, and then band, if you'd like to come up. So Lord, I thank you that you gave us your son, Jesus, to be born in a stable, to die on the cross, to save us from our sin. And today, as we open our presents, as we eat our Christmas lunch, as we spend time with family and friends, Lord, help us to remember that Christmas is all about Jesus. Amen. Okay, with one last carol, then I've got a few quick notices, and then we'll be free to go home and eat our Christmas lunch. Thanks, Ben.